So we don't have the intro. Do you just want to do the sound effects for the intro? And then, well, I don't remember how the intro goes.
Down from the mountain. From the hills.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They're stupid and they're smart. Wow, and it is.
Something to feel. Come pull me closer, bend me over. I'm just here for the thrill. No strings attached, I'll arch my back and let you do what you want. Yeah, you can use me as you please. I'm on my knees. I'll go and grab a couple candles. You grab me by the throat. Nothing I can't handle. It's just a little choke. Don't be shy like you're rough. It ain't enough until I'm screaming your name. Don't make me beg unless you want it. You know I ain't a show. Off your boots and come and show me.
You talk. He's talking to you, dude. You're the only one who wears boots.
Oh, God.
That's hitting too close to home, man. And then I look over on the screen and I see every time the bass hits, like he's just throbbing in the screen. It's like,
who sent that one in?
One second.
He's got the dude's got some good arms.
He does.
If I was gonna be gay, wouldn't be my last pick.
Oh man.
I'd put him in my top 69.
I'd reckon at least that top.
If I was, I would have to have like 69 to choose from because I'd be so much of that.
That song suggested by Garrett Ellison.
Thank you, Garrett. It was Dixon Dallas and
Gracias
Something
Garrett.
To Fill. Now you may notice because no one's going. you might have noticed that Rob isn't here because he's going to drag in farts tonight.
I think it's drag and force. He's like forcing. He's taking his kids. That's what's happening.
Okay, so this is like going far beyond like the groomer thing.
This is bad.
It's and like force.
Yeah, drag and force. They're enforcing the drag.
I'm gonna say that sounds a little rapey.
It sounds, dude. Okay, I was telling you guys when I drove past there, I had to drive past the depot on my way here. I was working right down the street. And it looked a lot more like a drag crowd than a drag and force crowd. I give it to dude. There were 4 full-grown men dressed up as maids, top to bottom.
Maids?
Uh-huh. Then there was this wizard-looking motherfucker, like, walking through.
Can we go back?
Dude.
Maids or, like, maidens? Like, no, beautiful like, maidens.
Like house cleaners?
Like both, yeah. Like cleaners, like sexy maid cleaner outfits.
I see
like
nothing
a pink
wrong with
one,
that.
A blue one, like baby blue one, you know, like 4 different colors. It was, because it's like one of those things where you check it out and you're like, oh, hot chicks. And you're like, God, nope.
Generally, I like to feel feathers tickle my ass. I don't know if I would in that case.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know till you try it, right? They say.
Ben Villuner has a question for everyone. He's here in the Zoom room. What's everyone drinking tonight besides cum? And we do have some answers. Sleeman Cream. Sleeman is my landlord's name. That's from Biggish, Columbia. Benville Lunar says, hell yeah, pay the rent.
Oh.
And he also says, currently milking my dog for his cream.
Wow. It's a lot of cream.
Probably drinking the closest thing to come tonight.
I was going
to
say.
I'm drinking seeds.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna click he's got the chia seeds.
What the hell?
We're going to have to cut his hair next week.
It looks like you're drinking chaw spit.
We're going to have to mow his hair next week.
It does.
Once it starts growing.
It's going to come in green.
Just green sprouts.
No, the secret to having clean deuces is a tablespoon of chia seeds a day.
Like white deuces.
Like you wouldn't need to.
Wow.
Devin Huge says he's drinking Everclear.
Oh, God, Devin,
where
easy.
Did he find that?
Careful, Huge.
Do they still make it?
I don't know, just drink kerosene.
Yeah, I think
kerosene.
I think you can get it. They sell some pretty wild stuff.
Dude, it's pretty crazy. Bo Beatty's family lives in South Carolina, and in their county, I don't think they can have bars. And so you have to have a private membership at the bar in order to go to it. So every bar says, you cannot enter without... Yeah, it's like a private club.
No. I mean, that's... they used to make fun of Utah for.
That's kind of cool, though.
It is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if there was a private bar, sign me up.
I did notice, like, a thing when I was in South Carolina. And it's that no one who has a nice car seems to be parking at a bar ever.
No.
At least not in South Carolina.
Here you get some... But they're like the people that haven't fallen off the edge yet. They're like still, they're still milking off of when they did really well. And they're just flying downhill. It's like the downhill portion on the bike that's really fun before you have to get home and fix everything. They haven't blown their wheels and brakes and shit out yet.
Dude, without Rob here, I don't know what to do. Do we unmute everyone and say hello now? Is that the part that we do in the Zoom room?
Okay, so feels right.
All right. I'm going to ask everyone to unmute in the Zoom room. And tonight, here with us, I didn't do intros either. We have Devin Huge, Cron Dog, Marzoki Bukaki, Scott Stapp is here. Is that you?
Yes, it's not me.
Wiener Master, and who am I missing? Cron Dog. So welcome Cron to all these. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
When in the drop play, I said, welcome to the... Hello. Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
You say it the best when you say everything at all.
And like a little bit of the microphone fuzz.
Like that. I like that a lot. There's something going on with this computer. We don't have Rob's computer, so I had to like ghetto rig this computer up so that it works.
We jacked your lady's computer. She's going to be stoked tomorrow at work. You changed all the deep background Microsoft settings and the Zoom room settings separately, and then even if you change it back, you're not going to remember all that.
Make sure and put a weird username when you logs into a meeting.
Oh yeah, and take a picture of your butt, put it as her background.
She already has the picture of my butt.
Oh,
it's up to her to do the next part. I put that on her computer a long time ago.
You send one daily. How's it look today?
Yeah, like everyone always says, no woman wants to get a dick pic. Well, ask my wife.
As long as there's a little ass cheek in there. Like from the back, you get like the tip of the dick in your butt cheeks.
Just stretch it down.
That's our side boob.
You know what would be a good dick pic is if you take a picture from the bottom half of the butt and you get the dick hanging and everything.
Oh, like between the little...
Yeah. But then you flip it. So it looks like rolling hills in a feature.
Yeah, it would look like a little castle.
Yeah, in between some rolling hills. If you took it at a little bit of an angle, a hill would look like it's further than the other. Put some depth into it.
Asshole castle.
Asshole castle. And it's just A-S-S-L-E. Asshole castle.
Scott Stapp says he's bummed that Nika season is over.
Dude, I know. I don't know what I'm going to watch anymore on the weekends.
That sounds a little Uncle Touchy.
Oh, yeah, that does. Shit.
Okay, so intros. Now starting for your 1993 Chicago Bulls. Broadcasting live from the EIB. Golden Hot Box on the west side of the room. It is Jimmy Sniper. Here's a drop. Insert drop here.
I think Rob Cummins Ranch.
Thank you.
Dude, that was I thought somebody pushed the button.
It was almost like Rob was here.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's angrometer today is
6.8.
So a little bit lower.
On the low side.
That's not bad.
It's been a few weeks.
Huh. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Had time to chill.
It's good.
A little bit of that desert sun.
Also on the west side of the room, they call him Boots Mascoots.
Hicks McDix.
It is James Perry.
Pew, 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 pew.
Something
about
what it's like to fuck a passion fruit.
It's like something about papaya. Fucking a fruit.
Yeah.
No, it's something about hate fucking a fruit and Or hate fucking a human and love fucking a fruit. Yes,
someone who's just tuning into this for the first time is like, what the fuck is going on right
now? Holy shit.
And all the people in the Zoom are like, this is one of their best episodes.
Wow. Wow.
Really great.
They're really tapping in. The background music's great.
Over there on the in the east corner, it is the Jewish gangster, Bobston Ross. Hey, what's going on, guys? Bobston Ross. I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. I promise. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
An hour ago.
Going to Dragon Farts.
Going to a drag show.
My name's Chief. What are mine?
I used to work in radio. I don't know.
What are your jobs? You say something about...
Man.
Krondog says, I watched Nika through binoculars because I wasn't allowed near the course. I can't even read what Scott Stapp said, but if I were to, it would say I had sexual relations with a whole NICA team. They got the best cum.
My God. It's
like a whole lot of cum. Yeah,
that's
self-leveling glaze.
felt like I was going to lose my job reading that one.
Yeah, I work construction. I feel like I'm going to lose my job. I feel like
just
there's going to be
here.
Cops waiting outside when I go to my van.
Why don't you guys use your real names? Well, only one of us does.
I was just thinking about that today.
I think you're insulated, dude.
Pretty insulated, huh? That, well, I give an alias for my last name. James Perry's actually a really popular name, and I spell it different everywhere I go. My boss writes me checks that aren't even in my legal name, but my bank tanks them because it's always been that way.
I like that guy. I like a guy who will write you the wrong check on purpose.
I like
you should go around and say that your name is spelled P-E-E-R-I since you're from Utah and on. You'd be like, no, I'm just Perry.
I'm just Perry.
Let's see.
People
next
be like, James Barry?
James Perry?
I just change it to a B. Barry?
Change it to the French water and then be like, no, it's Perry. They're like, Mr. Perrier?
Perrier?
Perry?
Perrier?
Around here, you just get a bunch of, Mr. Perrier? Is there a Mr. Perrier here?
I don't know why, but you know, like, when you go to Chipotle or Vessel or whatever, they ask you your name. You know, who's this for? And so I told them my name, and then they said it wrong. They said Chad, which I am a Chad, apparently. And so then for the next month, I would just tell, like, say my name, spell it, and then say Chad. Like, so yeah, my name's Chad. Chief, C-H-A-D, or they'd be like, what's your name? It's C-H-E-E-F, Chad.
C-H-E-E-F, Chad. C-H-E-E-P-H, Chad.
We have a question from Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp. he wants to know, would you rather blow a Nike team or come inside your dad 100 times?
was that Creed?
Yeah, no, Scott Stapp. Yeah.
Dude, good. Okay.
Can we stop with
it? Oh, wait,
is
Jeff Stapp, is he part of Creed? See the Creed guy?
Yes, his arms are wide open.
Arms wide open.
That's my favorite, man. You know they're coming, right?
Yes, he does.
One way off this show. You said you were going to kick us off if we went to the show. So
look, we were down in Virgin a couple weeks ago, and these young guys, they just weren't old enough to know that it sucked real bad the first time it happened. Like, real bad. Like, okay. I can kind of get on board with, it's funny to listen to Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Come on, Creed, seriously.
Well, it's not funny to listen to Creed. It's amazing.
It's just
I literally turned it on the other day because it was stuck in my head.
I put it in my disc changer.
See, Chief, you feel like you've got friends on this, but we already bought tickets.
You guys, okay.
We got an extra one for you.
You guys did not have to work in radio on rock stations. And you can't understand
how much you must love it now.
How much good music was passed up on for Creed.
Okay,
I believe you.
I'm a consultant from Pittsburgh, and well, I tell you what, this is a great new song from a side project from the Toadies guy, but this Creed song that we haven't played in 5 years, we should bring that back instead. People love it.
Okay, I can relate because I used to shoot weddings, and so I've heard every single...
Why are you shooting people weddings?
Well, I don't believe in people getting married. I think it's one of the biggest problems in our society.
Shotgun wedding?
Yes. I create a true shotgun wedding. No, shoot cameras at weddings. You take pictures.
So you've heard all the shitty weddings.
Oh, my God.
I think between you and me, I think I shot about like 60-something weddings when I was shooting weddings.
Ooh, I didn't shoot that many. Thank God.
I did it full-time for like 2 or 3 years.
See, I did it full-time for like a year. Year and some change, maybe.
Scott's active in the chat.
Scott is very active in the chat. Now he says, I used to shoot cum instead of heroin before my show.
Do you think he'd have to dilute the cum to shoot it up?
I think, like, if you're at Scott Stapp's level, probably not.
Because you've seen how they... He just takes it that thick.
Just mainline, yeah.
What is it, like an 8-gauge needle, one of those like big old IV?
Gamma globulin shot that you have to get when you go out of the country.
Yeah. He just has a...
Peanut butter shot.
He has a catheter that goes straight from his dick into an IV.
Direct injection.
Is it gay to inject your own cum into your arm?
I mean, he's afraid to lose his powers. Oh, he doesn't ever want it to leave his body.
It's regenerative. Yeah. I swear we had a story about that. Sometime.
I'll bet you could IV tap the taint, so it'd just be a tight little...
Dude.
I'm into something here. I'm going to call some doctors.
I have a drill and probably like a little piece of plastic hose we could try.
I'm going to be on Joe Rogan in a month. Like,
you are.
Yeah, no, you understand. This actually changes your whole biology when you do this. You know how you get tired after you come every time? This, you get more energy every time you come. And so then you get more horny and then you keep coming. And it's like a nuclear reactor for your body.
Yeah, I really feel that self-tap IV cum challenge is the new cold plunge.
We create a whole army of superhuman beings. That'll be our cult rules. You have to... Deputate.
It's going to be like testosterone replacement therapy in 10 years.
Except you don't have to replace.
It's going
to
be like every commercial on Fox News. Make the most of your life with your own cum.
The peripenile tap. We call it the perrier.
What's that?
Is any of this on the log?
Thing? Like, I doubt it.
Yeah, no, that's why I brought that up, because it was on the log.
There's like a, is it?
It is on the log?
No. No, you think I've ever brought anything up that's on the log? I'll like look at it and be like, oh yeah, we're supposed to, and then I'll forget about it.
That's what I've done the last 20 minutes.
Oh, talking about regenerative energy and superhumans, the Lubukakinan is on the log. Lubukakinan.
Isn't he sponsored not only by OnlyFans, but also two specific girls who are on OnlyFans?
Oh, like two girls on
They're
OnlyFans?
Like those yoga girls. Or no, that's that.
No, that's the moto guy.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Dirt bike guy.
Yeah. It's all great. I like the people who are pissed off that he's sponsored by OnlyFans.
Dude, but what do you want? You want women's empowerment or you want to fucking toss them back in the kitchen? What do you want?
Pick one. Getting railed by a fuck machine is empowerment if you
Hell,
do it for a lot.
Yeah, if that's what, you know, if that's what they identify as empowering their womanhood. You know, more power to them,
I guess.
It's
power to their womanhood, for
sure.
Some of those things are like jackhammers, dude.
Well, and it's just like, okay, so it's not a problem when a female's on OnlyFans, but as soon as it's on a male's jersey.
I guarantee you that guy who wrote that comment, because I did see that one comment.
Yeah.
I barely knew what the fuck you guys were talking
about.
Same
here.
When you were sending the messages. But I did see that one comment. I think you guys took a picture of it or something.
Rob was wild. Well, we were just talking too. We were like, yeah, no, Rob said he didn't have time for it, but he was the one spending most of the time on it. All of us are just kind of popping in a sentence here and there.
But what did the comment say exactly? Do you remember?
I'll find
something
it.
From
was this
Vital MTB, one of the admins or whatever, posted like, is nothing sacred or something to that effect.
What, like, because Lou Buchanan did the battleship?
He poached the battleship. It's not even poaching. He had to rebuild it. I don't know. I saw the video and I was like,
people down there don't know what the fuck they're again, I will revert to this statement. People don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Just angry that it wasn't a chick riding it. Instead, it's a man making money from OnlyFans. Double the insult.
So that's the same guy that's going to white knight for the fucking OnlyFans chicks. Be like, no, this is a good way for them to express their sexuality and make money. Because female teachers are not getting paid enough.
But then if a teacher gets an OnlyFans, then they get fired from their teaching job.
Yeah.
That's not right.
I'm about to explode. My head's going to explode.
Could you imagine?
Every time there's conversations like that.
Oh, could you imagine being in school and like an adolescent or teenager nowadays and you're like, dude, you find out your teacher is on OnlyFans?
That sounds so awesome.
Oh, I would buy that
so
that
good.
Day.
So good.
We'd
so,
be buying it at lunch.
So one of the ones from this year that's really popular is from like 20 minutes from where I grew up. This
oh,
is
really?
In like Fairview Heights, Illinois.
Some gal?
Some chick. And she said she made $1 million on OnlyFans last year. She was making $47,000 as a teacher.
So 1,047,000.
How long? Okay, math. How long does it take to make $1 million at $47,000 a year?
Three lifetimes.
Right.
After taxes.
I mean, and that's why wouldn't you? I'm sorry if I had tits. I don't know if I wouldn't. Not. I don't know if I wouldn't. Not. I don't know. I may have messed that up. But yeah, I would for sure.
Dude, there's. You don't even have to, though. You don't have to because I don't want to say. I don't want to, like. I will say that we know female influencers making a shit ton of money. Like, a shit ton of. Like, probably all of us combined in this room is about what this person's
probably,
making.
Probably, yeah.
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 If
oh,
one
yeah.
Of them, that's just one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
And none of us are that horribly paid.
No. And yeah, it's like. It's the kind of shit that's wild to me, knowing a lot of professional athletes that are actually good ambassadors to the sport and know what a part is on a bike and how to sell a bike and race bikes and do real events and not just
like to ride bikes.
Oh yeah. Man, Lone Ranger hates your take. Did you see that?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What take?
Lone Ranger hates your take on influencers.
Why?
Because some other guy on like the Pink Bike podcast or something like that was saying the same thing that you think. You know, like,
oh yeah, they're
not
taking
real
it.
Racing. It's not, you know,
yeah.
No, not true.
They're not fucking athletes.
Yeah,
sure, you're an athlete to a point, and some of them are. Like, we know influencers that huck and throw big chicks and do this and that. Great, but when you're just an influencer doing influencey shit, like that clip that we were watching earlier with the on what's the movie where he's stuck in the dome and he doesn't know it?
Oh,
Jim Carrey.
Come dome.
No, it's like that one
Truman Show.
Truman
City.
Show. Yeah, and his wife's like, how about some cocoa?
Yeah,
all
yeah,
natural
so
cocoa. Who the hell are you talking to? It's like those kind of influencers that can suck a fucking dick. Like, just like go, especially the chicks. And we know mm-hmm. who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. my interaction mm-hmm. that I had at the old page. And especially those kind of chicks where it's just like, you don't know how to ride a bike. You all you do when you ride a bike, you got tight little shorts on and your tits are hanging out. You're like, and it's like you're getting all this attention and you think this is the best funnel to do it. Like, go sit on a beach with a surfboard. You're going to get way more attention, get likes and shit like that, because that's all they fucking care about.
When we were down,
shit about the sport.
When we were down around the campfire, being misogynist, I heard some funny pro-ho stories from Rampage this year. It's some pretty funny shit going
just
on down there.
Wild. Did I bring it up last time where they were like coming back to camp, like talking about they should be putting up nets where bread dogs jump in the canyon. Like, fucking
putting
excuse me? Like, suck my dick and then go back to whatever fucking hole you came out of where you think that that's part of free ride. Like, this whole conversation, the whole Lou conversation, how's that a thing? How's that? When I
right.
saw that that
fuck.
Was an issue, exactly. I'm just, my sport's gone. My sport yeah. is fucking dead. As yeah. far as the sport
well,
goes,
okay.
now it's just
so
a hobby for me.
It's and Jimmy's wearing the right shirt, as we discussed earlier today. These people are known as enthusiasts.
MTB
enthusiasts.
Yes. They're so what did you say?
It's a four-syllable word
for cunt?
Yes.
Cunt is the acronym.
That's how we shall use it.
It's one for each syllable.
You fucking enthusiast.
Dude, no, it's that's been my mindset for some time, and it's...
Scott Stapp says, pray for women in Rampage.
Dude, okay. We Eric and I, the other night, we went and played some golf, stopped by the bar for a couple beers and a bite. And I never realized how much I enjoy watching women's sports like basketball and shit. Dude.
Did you watch some WNBA?
I was dying the whole fucking time. I was like, I couldn't even drink my drink because I was like, I just kept breaking out laughing because it was like an SNL skit. I was like, no, that's not possible. Like, so the amount of throw ups, rebound, pass to the wrong teammate, throw up, rebound, pass to the wrong teammate again. And like, it's like, it's combinations that you couldn't even try to do.
Yeah, but could you beat any of them?
Fuck no, I couldn't.
Could you beat any of them in their chosen sport
no,
they played their whole life?
No, but it's hilarious to watch. I did practice a lot when I was younger. I got some hands on me.
Do you?
I can
you
palm a ball.
Yeah, I could see that with those. Yeah.
I could palm my half-size nut on the right side.
I spent like half my day watching Penny Hardaway highlight videos from 1995. Mm. It was sick.
Who's that?
No, it would have been. When were they? When did Jordan retire? 90.
Which time?
93. He was gone. He was gone 93, 94, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's when Penny was gone.
If Penny didn't get hurt,
would have been one of the best ever.
Nobody wants to hear our takes on basketball.
Oh yeah, but you're right.
I like watching old basketball.
Old basketball is good.
I'm sitting here like, huh? Who, the mailman?
Bailey. Big T.
Throughout Bailey. No, I was watching.
Okay, now back to the radio. Back to Luby Cannon talk.
Oh, yeah.
Luby Cannon.
Yeah. What were we saying?
Well, I just.
Does anyone have an opinion?
I saw him, his first clip of hitting the battleship,
yeah.
And I immediately messaged you guys. I'm like, Lou just hit the battleship.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
Fuck yeah, it's sick.
Yeah.
It was super sick.
Like a day later, the internet's mad about it.
Like, when has that ever been an issue in free riding? You didn't give him credit, which he did.
He did.
You can't just go and ride. That's how you get into Rampage, you jackasses. Like, grow the fuck up. How do you think they get into Rampage? Please explain to me how you get into Rampage. Explain to me. If somebody's telling me that he shouldn't be doing that, explain to me how the fuck you get into Rampage. It doesn't make sense.
You have to make the right hashtag.
Hmm.
Although that didn't work.
So. Hashtag.
Maybe it will.
Hashtag longer attention span this time.
Bentonville Lunar says he's still waiting for a lady shredder to hit it. Hashtag let them ride.
I was talking with one lady shredder that I believe would hit it and may go and hit it again, or may go and hit it. But we were both also on shrooms in the desert. So she may have been quite motivated by those.
Definitely changes things.
I don't know if that's how those work or not, but
I will tell you, I will not be hitting it.
No?
No.
I've ridden right next to it. I've hit the old scissor gap, scissor drop down next to it. And dude, even just the roll down around the fucking thing.
The way Clemens went?
Sketchy, yeah. Sketchy as fuck. It's weird. I rode that a handful of times. Nobody was upset about.
Yeah.
Oh, but he went on top. There's no connection for me. I can't even have an opinion because it's like having an opinion on some fucking monkeys in a fucking zoo throwing shit left and right. Like, well, that monkey's actually hit the shit he's throwing actually makes kind of some sense. Just a bunch of fucking dummies, dude. Go drive the road for 5 minutes. You'll know exactly who's on the internet talking.
Right.
God damn. Oh, I almost took out 4 bums in 1 swipe today. And the cops, and then the cops got out and were harassing the bums and not me.
Well, that's what nice. They should be doing.
Oh, it was great. Oh, Eric and I were like, we like drove back by. We're like, thank you for your service, sir.
Now, have you noticed that, like, because we're having an election, The bum strip has been pretty quiet.
Spotless.
Yeah, it's like empty. There's not a whole lot of bums on the bum strip.
They'll sneak back in the early afternoon a little bit. Yeah. Every morning, they get
cleared right back out again.
It's about like California. They're hosting some big wigs.
That thing.
Pressure washing the sidewalk.
Not just the big wigs. It's like Xi Jinping or something. Fucking Xi Jinping Pong is coming in to see some shit. And now you're cleaning up the city? Did you see the interview with old New Something? They're fucking king over there in California.
No, I haven't seen it.
He's sitting there. He's like, well, you know, a lot of people are saying that maybe we cleaned it up because, you know, somebody's coming into town or some big wigs are coming into town. That's true. I mean, because it's true. And then he just pauses for a little bit. It's like, you know, a Thanksgiving. Somebody's coming over to your house. You know, family.
My gosh.
You're going to clean up a little bit, right?
Oh, my
dude,
goodness.
That was sitting here like, how is he not tied up by his goddamn feet getting drugged through the fucking streets?
Say, that one played well.
It's because he's tall and he has good hair.
That does help. That does. I mean, I don't know personally. I think.
Especially in California.
I look at, you know, you're tall and your hair's pretty good. So, yeah, you could. You might be able to be a politician.
I've been thinking about it.
Lunar says, speaking of pressure washing the sidewalks, I can smell that 39% interest.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, it's been pretty exciting. We've ran into a couple. I had to kick a bum out of the stairwell the other day. He was actually pretty chill. He had a Harley jacket on, so I was like, all right, brother. Well, it was like a vest, leather vest. Need anything, brother? But you got to get out, brother.
I mean, I knew I was home. It wasn't on the bum strip. It was actually over by one of the nicest hotels in town. There was human shit on the sidewalk this morning. And then,
close your eyes.
A lady who was walking over, there's this.
Yeah. Home.
I'm home. No smell quite like that.
There is something about human shit. There's a very distinct difference.
Oh my God, there's the roses, the mountains, and the piles of human feces. Oh God, and so this lady, you know where Blue Iguana is? We have this restaurant down here. There's a nice little park there. It's nice, right? It's like a beautiful little park with flowers
and
stuff. And this lady's just running around and she's yelling at this guy, calling him an asshole fuck or something. I can't remember. I wrote what it was to you guys this morning. He's like, yeah. And she's like screaming at him across the road. He just looked like a normal dude. I think he just walked through the park. And so I'm trying to avoid stepping on the shit while this lady's screaming. And I've been in South Carolina, where there's nothing but trees. It's fucking amazing.
Trees,
no people.
Breeze.
Yeah. God, it was good.
Sign me up.
Civil War history and fucking cool people, and everyone's fat and they eat a lot. And I got sick, man.
You did?
I ate so much sugar. I ate sugar till I got fucking sick.
Especially if you haven't been eating a lot of sugar.
Never eat sugar.
That'll fuck you up.
Oh,
for days on end, too.
It did. Ugh. It did. I couldn't move.
Just shitting straight out. You like wake up, have to go shit. And then you finally, you're like, okay, I can't shit anymore. So I'm done. And then you stand up and wipe, and then you're like, now I've got to shit. Again.
It's like cycle. I used to be like, man, you fuckers need to get off your ass. But if you're eating sugar all the time, I get why you're not. Like, I couldn't move.
No.
Like, Monday morning, I almost called off work.
It's like, it's bad.
Yeah,
you, like, wake up and you're just like,
get you some of these.
Well, I don't want to drink your chaw water. I wish I could show people the chaw water. What are they again? Chia seeds?
Chia seeds.
What is it supposed to do?
He said if you drink it, you don't have to wipe when you shit.
That's not
I barely have
it,
to already.
They hold a lot of water. They keep you hydrated. They're like a superfood. So I just put a tablespoon into a bottle with some electrolytes.
Hmm. Superfooding over here.
See, so didn't I say it's the most like cum of any food? Electrolytes, seeds.
And it wraps back around.
The seeds, when they get wet, they are kind of like cummy covered, huh? They're like slimy-ish.
So they go right down the gullet. You can just,
man,
it's just like sperm. You can get a million down at a time.
Yeah.
Chia seeds are the sperm of nature.
With
of health.
Swallowing cum and the gay country songs playing. Did I tell you guys about the bar that I went to in Wyoming?
No, but it sounds like it was in Wyoming.
Don't think you did.
That was quite a night. It was cash only after she already poured me my first couple drinks. And I was like, oh, ATM's over there. My debit card's expired. Yeah. Made friends with this little heavier set older gal. She just started pulling cash out of her bra when I told her I didn't have any cash.
I love tick cash.
Got me loaded up. And then I found out that the two dudes, straight like square toe cowboy boots, cowboys top to bottom, running the karaoke. The karaoke in the middle of Wyoming. Woo-hoo-hoo. But two gay dudes, like just mad in love, two gay cowboys. It was something. It seemed like everybody in that bar was neighbors and also fucked each other. It was the weirdest and coolest thing. And the bartender, the old gal, Mama L, she owns the place, and she's pouring me shots and taking shots with me.
Oh, wow.
She probably took 3 or 4 shots with me. She made me a steak shot, too.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Whiskey, A1 sauce on your hand, lick the A1 sauce, shoot the whiskey, eat a cube of steak.
Huh.
All at once.
We have a number of things I need to tell you. Scott Stapp says, I soak seeds in cum, slimy wet seed that is from Cron Dog, then drop him in my lip all day from Scott Stapp. Cron Dog says, gay bar. Scott Stapp says, bars are gay. Brokeback bar. And Cron Dog says, top and bottom cowboys.
Oh.
I just wanted to get caught up.
Top and bottom cowboys. Okay. I like that.
I want to open a bar called Top and Bottom.
There's a local one called the Cotton Bottom.
The Cotton Bottom's awesome.
The Cotton Bottom. It used to be better, though.
I just wanted to contribute some sound.
Well, we need it. Rob's not here.
I'm all about that Cotton Bottom.
Dude, okay, I think the big problem I have is they're like, oh, yeah, our garlic burger's the best.
It is good.
It's not a goddamn hoagie. It's not a burger. It's like this flat, long, fucking weird looking.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's not a burger.
Yeah, see? Don't call it a garlic. Call it a garlic hoagie or a garlic burger on some ciabatta. And it wasn't bad.
Okay, then why are you so sad? Like, why are you so
angry?
It's
not a burger, right?
It's now like probably a hipster restaurant.
It's a little more hipster now. It used to be way more, like that restaurant used to be, the reason they had to shut it down and turn it into a restaurant instead of a bar. Well, Rowdy and the Cottonwood Heights cops would just hang out outside, wait for people to leave and pull them over.
That wasn't what I thought.
Easy DUIs.
Too. Yeah, because it did get rowdy, I think.
Cron Dog boys. Says, cock and bottom?
Oh, Canada has long burgers, he says.
Long burgers. Oh, see, they're long burgers.
There you go.
And if it's a Canadian thing, fuck that, too. I used to like Canada. Now I don't.
Cron Dog, can you explain the Canadian long burger, please?
It's from Burger King. There's a long cheeseburger. They just ran out of buns and put it on a chicken sandwich bun.
Dude, that sounds like some cannibal shit to me, because that's what they call human meat. It's long pig. So all I think when you say long burger is like a burger made out of human meat. Yeah, it's the long burger. It's my favorite one.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Cron Dog. We appreciate it.
Scott Stapp is typing the way Scott Stapp speaks. Oh, God. Try to read that.
Wait, I can't see it.
It ain't a burger.
It ain't a burger unless it's loaded with cum. And Biggish Cock Columbia says, fuck off. Canada is the best. And Scott Stapp says Canada's gay.
Scott's picking fights tonight.
Yeah, he seems like he wants
to fight.
Didn't
he do that a few times, the real Scott Stapp, getting fights and shit?
Wouldn't surprise me.
He'd sing about Jesus and the Lord, and I'm an alcoholic.
Maybe that's part of your problem with it, is it's like tiptoeing next to gospel rock or whatever.
I'm pretty sure, isn't it Christian rock?
Palms wide open.
It's close.
Like talking about
under the sunlight. Man, this is here's people in 1998, 1999. Dude, you heard Creed yet? Fucking heavy as shit. No. Scott Stapp says people are jealous because he's fucked Jesus.
Oh.
I saw Jesus at a Renaissance fair in South Carolina, so he looked a little angry for Jesus. Now I know why.
He looked like maybe he had been fucked by Creed. Do you think he listens to Creed when he fucks?
I think Jesus was sitting there when Creed came out, and he's like, no, man, come on. Like, does it have to be this band that's spreading my message? Fuck.
God. Anybody else? Kanye?
It could be
anybody.
Like fucking Beastie Boys or something. It's like, is these guys in DC Talk? Are you fucking serious?
I'm trying to remember the band that I was thinking of the other day, or I heard of, that was a Christian band. And I was like, aren't they Christian? And then I started thinking about the lyrics. I was like, they definitely are. But there's a few of them out there that you wouldn't believe. I think Slayer's one of them, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Slayer and...
Didn't like Avenged Sevenfold or one of those bands start as a Christian band? Something. No, like All That Remains or one of those...
Tool, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know
Tool.
Is
that's who it was.
I know enough about Tool. Music to make myself sound really stupid. So when people like start talking to me, I'm like, yeah, like Tool or like Creed, and they like,
what?
No, they don't even want to say no. They're just like, yeah, and then they just stop talking to me. That's what I do with most things.
I'm pretty sure most Tool songs are about wine and cum.
Yeah, isn't it like Satan's cum?
I just think it's regular cum. Oh. It doesn't have to be satanic cum. But I'm pretty sure that's what he's like, learn to swim.
Is there gay cum and straight cum?
There has to be.
Or is it the receiver that makes...
So when does the cum become gay? Yes. That's the question.
Oh, I just...
I mean, we could do a round table with this, with the whole room, if you want.
I mean...
Okay, so what's the exact question? I'm going to unmute people, and we'll ask around.
Is there gay cum? Is cum itself gay?
Okay, I will. I'll start with Biggish Cocklumbia.
If yes, why?
When does the okay? We have two questions. Or, which one do you want to ask?
When does the cum become gay? If it is gay cum, or is it straight cum and it's just a
this
gay
makes
dude taking
no
it?
No sense.
Well, because they say like when you're doing the fucking, you're straight. That's how all the Chileans look at it.
I think the one that you know thinks that.
No, it's pretty much all of them that I've met say that confidently.
Okay,
too.
What's
it's
the question?
Weird.
What is the question for Biggish Cocklumbia?
When does cum become gay, or if it does become gay?
Okay, big. Go ahead.
I would say if you, I guess, had asked for it.
Yeah, but see, that's the guy asking for the cum, not the one coming, right? So is it the receiver making the cum gay?
Yes.
Is it where the cum falls?
Good question and good response.
I like that, yeah.
Dirt Squirrel.
Are we talking about your cum? Like, when it comes out of you, is it gay? Or when it goes somewhere else, is it gay?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I think we're just talking about
when,
the cum.
When does cum become gay, if it is gay?
I guess it depends on the intent. Where do you want to put it?
So the cum's not gay, it's the person. So it's still straight cum. Could still get something pregnant.
All right, fair enough.
See?
Okay, Cron Dog.
Dirt Squirrel was really close. Is that the inception or conception of the erection? If it was gay, if they got hard for some gay shit, it's gay. But if it's if you were like tricked into a tranny or something, it's not gay at all.
Okay, see, now I like where this is going, because that's okay. Kind of what I was thinking.
Scott Stapp.
Who's it coming from?
The cum would be coming from a man. It could be.
Is it like a Harley rider that goes like...
Wiener Master, are you still at work?
Yeah, me?
Yeah, so can you answer this question?
Let's go with the question.
When does cum become gay if it is gay?
I'd say it depends what chief of staff is wearing when he whispers in my ear.
Thank you all for your wonderful questions.
I knew he'd have a good one.
It's a good segment. We should do like a Ask the Zoom Room segment every week.
Yeah, let's find a question to ask them. Get a consensus.
Right. So, you know, we do like the question of the week, which we didn't do last week, or the week before.
I think we've barely been doing anything. But we didn't do a show, so it just went up in the stories.
Oh,
that's right. Huh?
What
was that one?
I don't. It'd be take a hard catch. 5 minutes to roll back and try to find them.
And you'd have to roll back through. You know how you like start rolling through pictures and videos, or like through your Instagram, and then you get lost reminiscing, or you're like,
forget what you were even looking for.
At that. What was that? Yeah. Oh, this was kind of cool. I'll do that for hours on end if I'm trying to do anything on my phone. That's why I don't text or anything. I've been really good about it.
It was a good segment. I like that part of the show. We should bring it back.
Ask a Zoom.
Yeah, I'll ask Rob to put it on the log so we don't do it next week.
That'll guarantee it.
What's on the log? Read the log.
I'm looking up the log here. Okay.
I don't even know.
So
we already touched on Lou Big Cannon.
Do we have any orals?
No, we can't do that.
We did have a mail sack.
Oh, this is true.
You have a great mail sack. Who wants to read the mail
for
sack?
Later, or for whenever.
Okay. Do you just want to put on your blizz and do?
I'll do that. I've got a surprisingly topical baiku tonight.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
What's the background song for the baiku? I can never
remember. It's some little flowery.
Yeah, isn't it like some Asian tune? I feel like you're in an Asian rock garden.
The following baiku is based. Go to enjoywinter.com and get yourself some blizz on your face. If you use the code SponchesMom, SponchesMom, you will get 30% off. SponchesMom gets you 30% off at enjoywinter.com. And they have a brand new pair of polarized sunglasses that just came out. So if you're looking for some polarized, Ignite? Is that the
kind? Ignite's one of them. Yeah. I've got a different model.
Okay, yeah, I have the Ignite. I think. Like the...
If you want to do some fishing.
Yeah, which I do.
Get some polarized.
I do.
Yeah.
I do want to do some fishing.
Dude, I can tell.
I know. I got my Bass Pro on.
My Bass Pro Shops.
I've been getting a lot of shit from my friends for this hat.
Dude, will you shave in just some handlebars like I used to run? Please?
I would, kinda. But like I don't connect right here well.
Trust me, it does.
No, it's good here. It's good here. No, good on the upper lip.
When you trim it in, it'll look good.
It's good.
You just can't have thick wings down below. Yeah. You'll have to keep them kind of slim. But if you do like slim wings and a little soul patch in between.
I've done it and there are pictures. I
think you should run it. You look how much of a redneck he would be if he had fucking that would be nobody would even like look at you twice on the street. It's the best feeling ever.
I did it once. I walked around the corner and showed my wife, and she was scared.
Well, I used to do it every...
Never do that again.
My ex didn't see me without one for like a year and a half, 2 years straight.
We used to do it every year for No Shave November.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Movember. And we'd all grow mustaches for like...
I have like a shave November. That's like otherwise... I like shave once in November and call it good.
Yeah, but like, God, you know we did the mustache meme a couple weeks back. You look like you need to have a mustache. Like most people who have them don't. Like they just look like a molested kid. You look like a fucking redneck, dude.
What are you trying to say? Like, do I look bad without a mustache?
Probably.
Have you ever seen me without a mustache?
No, I don't remember it.
I don't think I have.
And I don't want to.
Well, and I can laugh like that too. When I'm sitting there and I can talk however I want, I can scream at people out the van, I can do things, and it's nice.
I think when you get to a level of appearance that you and I have at this point, people will think you're fucking crazy if you do stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And like it's
if I do the handlebar,
dude,
people will, you're right. They'll be like, that guy's fucked.
They won't. Yeah. The people that know you won't think twice. They'll be like, oh, ha, ha. But once you run it for like a week or two, the people that know you won't even recognize it. But people that don't know you and like come across you will be like, sir, excuse me, sir. Sir, you're stepping on my toe. Could you?
I'm looking over. Shut up, pussy.
The fuck you said to me? Move your own goddamn foot.
By then, I'll have oil all over my nice brand new Bass Pro Shops hat.
Well, and that's, yeah, your hat's a little too clean.
Just got her, man.
Come help me work on the diesel.
Hey, 10 bucks.
Damn, really?
Yep, 10 bucks.
At the store?
And you get the cheap one for $6.
Really?
Yep. But it didn't have the white background, which I knew would get dirty.
I need to start wearing those. Dude, when I wear like a bent brim hat, like a bent brim hat,
oh, yeah. Let's go out there and do it.
Look like a baseball.
I'm just going to sell my Slayer and buy some guns and fucking bows and shit.
Just start packing dip everywhere you go. Instead of having, I'm going to have a gallon jug like this, but it's just going to be my spit jug.
Watch this prediction. Me and JP slowly fade off our bikes, buy more and more guns, and slowly move up into the mountains where we start the commune.
Mm-hmm. I think you literally just described what I've been doing the last handful of months. Like, I haven't ridden my mountain bike since Rampage. I've shot my guns like 5 times a week. I'm like, 1,000 rounds? Hell yeah, I'm going to need 2 of them.
enjoywinter.com. Yeah, use the code SponsorsMom, SponchesMom. That saves you 30%.
The following baiku is based. Papa. Come, come.
Okay. I should have declined. The trucker was desperate. Destroyed our toilet. Based on a true story.
Wait. Oh, God.
Was this at work?
It was at work.
Oh, no. Man.
He blew that fucker.
Some guy delivered the load, and he was like, He was on his way out trying to look casual, but I can kind of tell. He's like, do you have a bathroom? And I'm like, yep, down the hall to the left.
And you could tell he didn't have to pee, huh?
You could tell.
He had that extra weight in the back.
I had forgotten, and about 10 minutes later, I walked in, and it was like being punched in the face.
God, those are the worst.
Still.
Dude, those are the worst. Like, it's bad enough. I do it to myself almost every morning because my bathroom's upstairs. So I'll go up there, drop one, go down. Like, I'll start brushing my teeth, and then I'll go downstairs, put on my pants and my shirt, and come back up. And that's kind of my toothbrush timer. And then I open the door back up, and it's just like... And you're brushing your teeth, and when it's somebody else's
is never, like,
and somebody you don't know is even worse.
I was home from work before I stopped smelling it.
Oh God!
Like, walking through an invisible spider web.
You know,
and
it's
just like
bad shit when you're
over.
Thinking about it on your drive home.
I could still smell it. It was in my nose still.
Oh, it's good you didn't have a mustache there.
Got a bail, boys. Glad you're back. Love y'all. It's Dirt Squirrel.
Hey, Squirt Girl.
Dude, like, even the hippie gym I was going to that was full of climbers. I think they just eat fucking bean burritos all the time. Like,
oh, I'm sure they do.
They think they're healthy, but...
They live on Chipotle.
God, well, bless America.
It's either that or it's like soy and beans and
Your body doesn't want that.
No, it just gets rotten in there comes out stanky.
It's trying to tell you.
What'd you have for lunch? Well, I tried to keep it a little bit healthy. I had a bean and cabbage burrito.
it already smells like a shit when they're saying it out of their mouth. Bean and cabbage with some
I'm trying to keep
soy tofu.
But I keep my weight under 122.
You know what you should try is add some cum chi to that taco.
I do love cum chi.
Kimchi's good, yeah.
It's good for you.
You get like a burger. You get like a burger with bacon.
Is this long burger?
Egg and not long burger. Get me some long burger.
First, you start with the long burger. I go to Canada first.
Then I put a little long pig on top.
Back to your kimchi.
I love kimchi.
I do too. I like it when they bring it out. There's this place called
Good Kim.
It's a really great name for a restaurant. Korea House. Korea House over on State Street. Fucking super good hot pots, and their kimchi's bomb. No, it's peak. I'm supposed to say peak. My niece told me peak.
Peak?
Man,
peak?
Kimchi is peak. Just like this pod show, it's fucking peak.
This pod show is mid as fuck.
Not trying to keep up with that stuff.
Dude, whatever, you enthusiast.
I put a note in to talk about at some point that exact kind of thing, because Eric was even looking up somewhere to eat today for lunch, and he's like, oh my God, even these reviews are starting to become just ridiculous. This one's like, this place was super mid, and like, they had a vegan burger, but it was not good. It's like, yeah, it's a vegan burger, bitch.
None of them.
Of course, it's not good. What does, you're upset at your poor taste? Like,
what does super mid even mean?
Just like, mid,
like mega average.
Yeah, so like, mid, like you don't want to be mid, right?
But yeah, super mid.
Kids are stupid. They don't understand that you can't have something that's mega average.
Extra mid.
It's that extra just means it's extra average.
None of it makes sense. It's like we were having a conversation where you look for like a bad review somewhere by jackasses, basically the same people that comment on mountain bike shit. You look for those kind of shitty comments and reviews and you're like, that place must be really good. Like that, I would probably really like that place. But now you're having a hard time even telling. Yeah. This place is really, if somebody's saying it's super mid, it's mid, then I'll probably go.
We went to one mid. Super good restaurant the first night I was in South Carolina. And it was, for the most part, like pretty healthy food, but really good.
Yeah.
But then I also drank whiskey and then ate a bunch of fucking sugar at the end.
Dude, whiskey and sugar, dude.
The whiskey they had a real good old fashioned.
Damn, yeah, that's
give
one
me
of
one
my
of them old fashions,
dude.
Down on the back 40. If you know what I mean?
Good old fashioned. I love going to my favorite bar.
Did you guys ever call handy an old fashioned?
Oh yeah,
call what
all the time?
Hand jobs, old fashioned.
Yeah, old fashions.
I've heard the joke.
Give them a good old fashioned.
Yeah, give, like
yeah.
So when like. Old fashions became popular. They were like, I'm going to get an old fashioned. I'm going to
the drink.
Did you ever see that older South Park, the shake weight one?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
They talk about old fashions and that because
yeah.
they're taking their wives to these shows, to these like opera shows or whatever. They start giving them hand jobs. And then everybody, all the husbands are like, wait, seriously? That's all you have to do? So they take them. They'll have shake weights and the shake weight. Like,
oh, and they're all like in shape from the shake weight.
Yeah, they're all ripped. And the shake weight eventually like starts turning just into the men too, where it's like just a shit little cum, and then it spits out change for a cab.
That's right.
It's been so good for so long.
Good old fashioned.
I was telling Bo Beatty we need to get Paramount. Just for
did you see the new one?
I meant to bring that up. It's so amazing.
The Panderverse. It's exactly what we've been living in, dude. It's like the perfect fucking explanation for everything that's been happening, especially like in the mountain bike world and everything. And they're like, dude. It's one of the best ones because you saw all the COVID ones and shit.
No, not really,
dude. You gotta watch.
I haven't caught up, and I love it.
It's because now they're just doing specials. They don't do like episodes, It's like a 45-minute special that they'll come out with like every 6 months or once a year or something. They have a couple COVID ones, and then they have the Pandaverse, and it's like kind of along the lines of how all these superhero movies that keep getting remade, and then now they're thrown, and it's Cartman in a different universe is the chick at Disney right now making all the decisions. Throw a chick in it, make her gay.
Yeah, I heard that.
Throw a chick in it, make her gay. Brings her food at the restaurant. I said I wanted a chick in this and I want it gay. Sends the food back. Dude, it's fucking insane. Cartman's like freaking out to the guys. Guys, they're trying to replace us all.
Going to be a must watch.
Dude, you have to. That was, I was checking to see if I had Paramount just for that reason. And somehow I do. I think it's one of my 60 subscriptions I don't know
that you
about.
Don't know about. Dude,
so bad. I'm like, get on Prime. Like, oh, I wish I had Paramount. Oh,
hey.
I do. I've never used it. And I've
been paying $5-6 a month.
That's what this $15 Amazon charge is. Like, I don't order anything from Amazon. How am I getting charged?
It's one
from?
Of those, like, start a free trial if you want to watch this movie.
Oh,
and you forget to cancel it.
It's a free 6-day trial. Just long enough. You're going to fucking forget. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6-day. Not a week. Can't get a week. After 1 week, it's $85. a month. I had one of those on Hulu. I was trying to watch like live TV on something. It was like this special event thing. And then I signed up and forgot to not, forgot to cancel it.
Until you're like, wait, I'm overdrawn. What happened?
I called and sounded like I had a handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
That gave me my money back.
Oh, good.
It was cool. Are you kidding me? You think I'd pay for that shit? I was trying to watch me some Shark Tank, and then it was over by the time I got it to work. And now you want to charge me $85? It works.
And now we bust open our mail sack. Doo-dee-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Can you do music? A little quieter. Step back just a little bit. Okay, that's good. All right. I've got a story. You were talking about getting your gooch waxed, and it reminded me of something in college. I was once in a medical microbiology course, and my group had 5 chicks in it. We chose a topic to give a big presentation on. I chose vaginal infections caused by Brazilian bikini waxes. Just because I thought it'd be hilarious to stand up in front of everybody with these 5 chicks and show everybody a bunch of infected, inflamed vaginas and have them squirm. It worked, too. I was out there preaching the gospel of a good bush. Honestly, though, I don't even feel bad for a lot of the women that got these horrible infections. Some of them even died. But the doctors told them to stop getting bikini waxes while they were dealing with infections. But they kept going back to the same place, even though they were horribly sick and getting toxic shock syndrome. That's from Dinosaurus Rex. Ooh, and that God. Is your mail sack. Rob, that reminds me of a story with my wife.
Oh, God. the fucking, it, like, so that's probably real where like, because if you got some bad infections and then you keep tearing your hair off. Man.
Dude, it is real. And Dinosaurus is a very intelligent individual. Yeah. And it's really funny. We have a number of rather intelligent listeners who just hate the fucking world.
And I think they're on the same page as us. We hate the world, but we can't sit here and intelligently speak too much about it, so we just kind of gibber about a bunch of other shit.
We could
forget about it.
We could. It would be incredibly boring.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's just start
If you want me to break down communofascism right now, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it for you. But I know it sounds like it can't be a thing, but it is.
Let's start a podcast that's all about that kind of shit, and you teach me, okay. And I'll be the dummy.
Well, we talked about doing a podcast called The Smart Cast with me and Kenny.
Mm.
And it was just going to be us talking about real things.
Yeah. The Smart Cast.
Yeah. Instead of doing this, so talking about cum for an hour and a half every week.
It was Kenny. It would have got back to cum at some point.
See, that's why I keep thinking, because when he couldn't be here on a Thursday, he can only do it on a Wednesday. That's why I'm convinced he's Andrew Santino, because he also denies that he knows who that is. Because this Andrew Santino guy, he's got multiple podcasts, and he sounds just like you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll now do I sound more like him?
No, like just your regular voice.
I'll have to tune in.
I'm going to send you something.
Let's do, what's this thing called that we do at the end? Free Ride for All.
Free Ride for All.
Free Ride for All. Bam, 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 bam. Here comes the Free Ride for All. It's a Free Ride. And we begin with Scott Stapp.
I did have sexual relations with the Nike team.
Ooh, God. Still on that. I gotta mute that guy. Wiener Master, go.
I am very glad that the Boosie Boys are back. Also, you cannot spell happiness without penis.
Cron Dog, go.
I can't stop thinking about dog cum.
That's disturbing.
Okay, those are the only 3 left.
No, Biggish Cocklumbia.
Where is he? Oh, there he is. Biggish Cocklumbia.
Welcome to the cum zone.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is your Free Ride for All. There are other great people in here tonight. They had to take off and do other things, and that's understandable. We only hate them 69% for leaving.
Oh, talk about serious note. I recognize something in town today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got sleeper cells.
Mm-hmm.
Look out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The Delta Center.
Okay.
There's like some dude was clearing out one of the buses. He had like an army uniform on and shit.
Really?
I think that was just Travis Scott's stage team.
Oh, that would make sense. I was thinking they were from a... Yeah.
That would make sense. Before I knew Travis Scott was a rapper, I kept hearing about Travis Scott, and then I saw him, and I'm like, how does a black rapper have the whitest name possible?
For two white names?
Travis Scott.
He's got two white first names.
I expect a country music singer.
That dude Travis definitely Scott. Grew up in a fucking trailer in Oklahoma.
Do you think when he gets to dinner with all his boys, he's like, all right, well, gentlemen, that was a great night. Let's try and bring up the hype a little more tomorrow.
Bring up the hype. What I respect is he didn't go with some wacky name. He just goes, Travis Scott.
Yeah, fuck it, Travis Scott.
Fuck Travis Scott. Fuck that clown.
I don't know any Travis Scott songs.
I don't either.
Do you?
Fuck no. All I know is that like somebody died at one of his concerts. Yeah. Or like a couple people did because he was like getting the mosh pit going or something.
Ooh.
Like, how do you mosh it? That's my fucking rap concert.
It's like weird. I think it's weird rap. I think it's like... It's, I don't know. I think it's like Christian rap, which is probably why we don't like them.
All right. Anything else you want to get to tonight?
I want to go home.
Yeah. I want
to. Me too.
I want to get to a beer. I haven't been drinking, but it sounds real nice.
Okay. Well, hopefully, I don't think I'll be here next week. Hopefully you guys do a show without me, though.
Be here, be queer.
We haven't had the full cast in like 2 months.
Not for a while.
Been a long, long time.
Yeah, full cast, sometimes half cast is better.
All right, well, for Jimmy Sniper.
I am sorry.
For JP.
You're welcome.
For Bobston Ross. I want to be there in 10 minutes. 10 minutes and I'll be there.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. You've got a really good Boston Jew accent. It's a great mixture.
I swear to God, I'll be there. Ten minutes.
Nah, I'll be there, I'll be there.
Do you guys know Dragon Force is here?
Going to a Dragon Force show.
All right, see you all next week. This is how we're doing the outro this week.
Love you.
Oh.
Guys, that was great.